It's the busiest travel day before Santa arrives. But rain is pounding parts of Arizona and California, causing difficult travel conditions. Kara Finstrom of CBS Los Angeles is in Duarte, where there's now a mud flow alert.
Protective K-rails are in place around some of the homes. This is just beneath a hillside, which was charred by the fish fire. Homeowners here being urged to monitor the rain. The precautions come after first responders had to stage numerous rescues yesterday.
While most people will drive to their holiday destinations, more than 39 million will fly somewhere, like this woman at LAX.
I've used LAX before, and it's been crazy with the traffic. But today, we got here in a decent amount of time, so that was good.
Dreaming of a white Christmas? Try Alaska. According to the National Weather Service, Anchorage could break its Christmas Day 1994 record of 30 inches. A revised UN resolution will be voted on today for humanitarian aid for Gaza. CBS's Pamela Falk with details.
Although the final text does not make a renewed call for a pause in the fighting, it was a diplomatic breakthrough for the U.S. and Arab nation negotiators and creates a pathway to expedite food, water, and fuel to Palestinian civilians.
Our Cammy McCormick tells us the U.S. is slapping some sanctions on foreign banks.
President Biden will sign an executive order today authorizing the U.S. to issue secondary sanctions against financial institutions that support Russia's defense industry. The U.S. will also ban products that originate from Russia, even those processed elsewhere. This comes as U.S. military funding for Ukraine is at risk, which the Biden administration fears will give new momentum to Russia in its war.
The verdict is in on three Tacoma, Washington police officers accused in the death of a man in their custody. Cairo reporter Heather Bosch.
Burbank, Collins, and Officer Timothy Rankin all found not guilty of manslaughter in the death of Manny Ellis. Surveillance video had captured Ellis's pleas as the cops restrained him. A medical examiner ruled Ellis died from a lack of oxygen, but that methamphetamine and a heart condition also played a role.
The L.A. Dodgers have made another massive deal.
And a win for Yamamoto.
According to the MLB, they've signed Japanese pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto to a 12-year contract worth $325 million. Some deep pockets for the Dodgers, who last week signed a 10-year deal with Shohei Ohtani for a record $700 million. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This week at Target, get all your holiday shopping done with last-minute deals on must-haves and wants for the season. Discover big deals on toys and tech, plus top deals on clothing, beauty gift sets, and so much more. At Target, find all you need for the holidays. Shop great last-minute deals everyone will love, and get what you need fast with free drive-up. Hurry, last-minute deals end Sunday. Score low prices and great last-minute deals now at Target. Exclusions apply.
Love like this before.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom of the nation when it comes to public health funding. 49th, according to the United Health Foundation. Chief Medical Officer Rhonda Randall says public spending on health is going down at the same time chronic health problems are going up.
This is something that we have been concerned about for quite some time. It's really unfortunate to see that the number of adults living with chronic conditions in the United States is the highest we've seen it.
Funding for local health departments in Wisconsin is tied largely to property taxes. A conservative legal group is suing the Wisconsin State Bar Association. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty alleges the association's diversity program for law students is unconstitutional. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The All of Us research program is continuing in central and northern Wisconsin. Scott Hebring, research scientist and one of the primary investigators for the program, said the effort is to advance precision medicine.
What I mean by that is moving away from a one-size-fits-all strategy to healthcare to one where we begin to treat people more as individuals because we're all very much unique.
Volunteers can help by filling out the anonymous survey and, if you choose, going to the Marshfield Clinic to provide biosamples. Participation helps the project, but it can also help you individually. In addition to a $25 gift card, you can choose to receive a combination of three different genetic results or none at all. The results include basic ancestry and human traits, genetics that may impact medications you're taking or will take in the future, and particular diseases where early intervention can potentially prevent the worst outcome. You can register at marshfield.joinallofus.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alyssa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Remark. Tuesday is still looking a bit wet with widespread rain, a high temperature of 45. Finally looking to dry things out into Wednesday of next week, but still above average, just easing back to some lower 40s for highs there by Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Appreciate the update, Michael. Thanks a lot. Wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Try to stay dry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Big happy holidays to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Thank you so much, all of you, for joining us. Seth, Melissa, and James here. I say Beth because Beth just texted us. Thank you, Beth. We appreciate that. Appreciate all of you joining us. A jam-packed show today. We have got a lot to do, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have fun when we do it. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in just a little bit. After our state and local news, we'll get into our Star of the Day featuring our friends from Culver's here in Wisconsin Rapids.
We
got our final Christmas one we're going to do today.
Woo. All right.
Excellent.
So be up on your Christmas knowledge. We're going to play a theme from a Christmas special, and you got to get the answer right. It's difficult. No, it's not. It's not hard.
Not a hard one at all.
And then before we wrap up the hour, we're going to announce the winner of our Mischievous Merchant Merlin Elf.
Woo-hoo.
This wonderful contest we've been doing with our friends at Quality Foods, IGA, the Elf on the Shelves contest. This has been fun. We've had a lot of fun with this, and a big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods, IGA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
All of that coming up, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to kick off with this great question that was brought to us by a good friend of the station here and all of ours that I proposed to Melissa and Seth. I want to get into a Christmas carol a little bit with you guys.
All right. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about basically, who your three ghosts would be from A Christmas Carol. So Ebenezer Scrooge and A Christmas Carol's got the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future. This is Choosing Your Ghost, Celebrity Edition.
Okay. All right.
Living or not, who you know, it's up to you. You can pick your three ghosts, and who would they be?
All right.
We are going to give you our answers at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. That'll be in there. And we'll also look for yours. We want you guys to call up and give us yours. 715-424-2600. Call up and get us your ghosts. We want to have some fun with this
play
one.
Play along,
If this goes well, I want this to be a new tradition. Maybe we even move it to director's cut, you know, something like that.
All right.
I think it can be a lot of fun.
Description of why we chose who we chose.
Yes, indeed.
All of that coming up for you. And we got plenty more to get to as well. I want to touch on a couple of other things with you guys. This, I want to do a moment in science because of this story I came across about apes and their memory.
Yeah, fascinating.
It's just one of the most fascinating things I've come across in a long time. Does it have anything to do with Christmas? No. No, it doesn't. but I want to talk about it.
Unless you're really into apes and during Christmas. You might be, you know.
Maybe.
We also
dress up in your ape suit.
We also have to get into, if we have the time, we'll see which one you guys want to. I'm going to let you guys decide. And whatever one we don't do, we'll do next week. But I've got the 10 oddest Guinness World Records. Okay. Or Christmas movies that are based on a true story.
I choose that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We'll see where we go with that. We'll figure that out in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll have some fun.
No, I win. We do what I want.
Is that how it works now?
The decision has been made. We're going into Christmas stories.
You guys don't get a vote.
But we also want to talk about our schedule here at the station and talk about our 30 hours of Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tradition like no other here at WFHR. It's been going on longer than any of us have been at this station, including myself.
Yeah.
And that's saying something. I love the excitement that Pam gets when she brings this up for the first time. Like about a month or so ago when she first brought it up and everything. I do send a gigantic shout out to our main engineer, our GM, really the soul of this station, Chuck Gennaro.
Does keeps such everything a, working.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Yes.
And not just for us, but many other stations in the listenership.
Yeah, exactly.
And Chuck has been putting this together for a long time and continues to, and along with the help from Seth and using work from our other projects.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into what our 30 Hours of Christmas lineup is going to look like. On December 24th at noon and 1, we'll have the Sunshine Polka Show.
Yep.
Yes, 2-hour edition.
That's going to be really cool. Looking
full of
to
Christmas
that.
Stuff. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Christmas polka.
Yep.
There is not much better than Christmas polka. I genuinely mean that. I love Christmas polka. I didn't always feel that way, but Tim and his show really got me into it. I kind of dig it.
It's
now.
Such a festive music. I'm telling you, it is.
Yep. Yeah. We've been listening to Christmas music as long as we have.
Right.
I think that it's cool to hear like some different versions or different stuff. I've been enjoying that on the Sunrise Show. We played it. We just played today, but all month long, we've been playing country Christmas songs. To be honest, and I don't know if I'm going to get people mad at me for this or not, they didn't sound like country to me. They just sounded like a country artist happened to be doing it. The song we just played from Garth Brooks, that's almost swing more than country to me.
Yeah.
I think it's fun that Christmas music has this versatility to it.
Absolutely.
Check that out as we kick off our 30 Hours of Christmas with the Sunshine Polka Show for the first 2 hours. Then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Procter & Gamble Christmas Hour. It's a classic around here.
Mm-hmm.
3 o'clock will be NBC Hall of Fame Hour with Walt Disney's The Christmas Stocking and classic Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice feature. That'll be good.
Yeah,
there. That'll be good. At 4 o'clock, Fibber cuts his own tree. And
Fibber McGee.
Classic Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock, the legend Jack Benny's Jell-O Xmas show, along with some more Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 6 and 7, we've got Seth Faces the Music.
That's right.
And it's featured spot on Sundays. Anything unique about this one, Seth?
Well, only there's Christmas music.
Yeah.
No. Of course, there's Christmas music. There's some fun comedy Christmas bits in there as well. So tune in. It's a very fun show. Some alternative, I shouldn't say alternative, you know, some little off-center versions of Christmas songs.
Off-center.
Off-center.
I love that.
Kind of like me.
That's a good description. Yeah.
I want to change the name of the show I'm working on to that now. That's
off-center,
yes. That's a great name. That's a great name.
Leads to questions.
It's going to be a really fun lineup. Be sure to check that from starting at 6 on Sunday. And then at 8 o'clock, Director's Cut. Christmas edition.
Yep.
Hey.
Now a tradition. We've done it 2 years. It's a tradition. officially now.
Yep.
Officially.
Yep.
Officially.
We made Melissa put up with us for another hour and sit in on an episode of Director's Cut with us, and it was a blast.
Even in studio.
She was.
It was a blast. We had a lot of fun. We really enjoyed ourselves, and we encourage you to check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. On 9 o'clock, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and some traditional Christmas music.
Aww.
10 o'clock, A Christmas Carol. Uh-huh. More on that later. And then at 11, my favorite part of the 30 Hours of Christmas, Handel's Messiah, read by Carl Hilke, with the intro from Carl Hilke.
Yes.
This is something Carl used to do at his church, and it recorded, and we still are able to use it to this day and keep Carl's spirit around here. We love that.
Wonderful.
At midnight on Christmas Day, Handel's Messiah will play.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 1, 2, and 3, we'll have some traditional music. At 4 and 5 in the morning, we'll have NBC Blue Network's Christmas Variety Show.
Some of you will be awake by then. If you have kids, you will be awake by then.
Definitely, yeah. 6 and 7, another return of the Sunshine Polka Show, if you missed it on Christmas Eve. At 8 a.m., NBC Dance Party with Benny Goodman, Kate Smith, and Jackie Gleason Show.
Ooh, wow.
Second favorite part of the Christmas special. My second favorite part. I love Jackie Gleason.
Yes.
Big Jackie Gleason fan here. At 9 and 10 on Christmas Day, you'll have some Christmas music to get you through your late morning, I should say.
That's probably like brunch time after present opening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Time for hot chocolate.
Break up the Christmas bread. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, hot chocolate. You're right. Yeah, that's a perfect time for hot chocolate. At 11 a.m., Jack Benny, Jack and Mary go Christmas shopping, and Fibber McGee paints his tree.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Anytime it became a tradition on Jack's show that he would go Christmas shopping, you know, one of the weeks before Christmas. And I think it was Mel Blanc who played the poor shop owner, because Jack would keep changing his mind as he slowly goes insane, which is one of my, I love it. It's my favorite part of that.
It's a classic bit, and it also holds up.
It does.
Like a lot of Jack Benny's comedy is one of the things that ages fastest. Comedy's so topical, it's so in the moment. A lot of Jack Benny's work still holds up.
It's
still very funny. It's incredible. That is going to be a really good one. Looking forward to that. At noon on Christmas Day, A Christmas Carol.
All right.
1 o'clock, the Kraft Radio Hour with Bing Crosby and some classic Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft Radio Hour.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's right.
Back in the day, and it's not that different now, but back in the day, everything was sponsored.
Oh, yeah.
Everything had one sponsor.
Yeah, yes.
Right,
yes.
as opposed to many.
And that's funny, because they would go by the sponsor's name, the Kraft Music Hall,
right,
which was starring Bing Crosby, who was like one of the biggest stars, but it wasn't the Bing Crosby show, it was
the Kraft Music Hall.
Yeah, right.
At 2 o'clock on Christmas Day, CBS Town Hall with Fred Allen and Jack Benny. Another classic.
The famous feud.
Yes.
Fred
and
Jack, yep.
3 o'clock, WOR Radio's Red Rider.
Red Rider.
Oh, classic Western.
Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock, Cinnamon Bear.
Yes.
Is that Chuck's favorite? I know it's one he liked. I thought mentioned he liked.
Yeah, we just started playing it last year because one of our sister stations of the network here down in Richland Center, they do it every year.
WRCO.
So, yep.
It's cool. This is one of the funnest things to me about this, that we are doing this tradition that we've been doing for ages around here, but it's growing.
It's changed, brought in our
civic family now and everything. Yeah. That's really cool. I like that. At 5 o'clock on Christmas Day, some classic Christmas music for you to lead you into Seth Faces the Music and Director's Cut, a return of the episodes we played on Christmas Eve.
Yep, that's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun and a great jam-packed 30 hours of Christmas for you, everybody. Enjoy. We love hearing your feedback about these as well, so feel free to reach out to us and our staff. And you can do that with your birthdays and anniversaries as well. We're going to come back and do some celebrating. We got Misty's on the way, everybody.
All right.
Quick programming note, as you would imagine, we will not be here on Christmas Day. I will appreciate anybody that wants to remind me not to be here on Christmas Day. But otherwise, we will have the 30 Hours of Christmas, of course, going on, and we will see you all. We will talk with you all on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
For now, out of the way, and come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the love of Pete! Dang, or come on, that's something you might say when your car gets damaged.
But that won't get you the help you need for your car.
What you should really say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For help filing your claim 24/7.
However you choose, whether it's on the phone, online, or on the award-winning State Farm mobile app. However you choose.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
A little patchy fog this morning, then cloudy and kind of drizzly here through the day today. Our high right around 40, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, drizzly, more patchy fog, even a few showers at times. Our low 36. Tomorrow, more drizzle and cloud cover with a high of 45 on Christmas Eve. Rain with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
It's my birthday.
A little bit.
I don't know if that one's best.
That was a little sad, I know.
We always get that one.
We always do. The three of us always get that one. And I love David Alden. We need more upbeat. We need some more upbeat here. A little Tony Tone gets us a little more beat and a little more mood going for the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Mm-hmm.
One of our favorite parts of the day. We enjoy doing this segment so darn much.
And we get to celebrate you.
Yeah. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang a great day. And encourage you to get to Misty's while you can, because they are going to be closed coming up. They will be closed December 24th through January 1st.
Mm-hmm. Taking a well-deserved break.
So you get today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
As they head into retirement, and that is so cool.
Yeah.
They deserve it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We greatly appreciate our friends at Misty's, both old and new, and looking forward to working with the new.
Yeah.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to us. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really hit up any of our staff here with your emails. Also, get them to us on Facebook. Direct message us that way. And...
call.
And is it call? Because my teleprompter broke. I'm sorry, everybody.
Call on
telegraph.
The telephone.
Call. All right, call. Call. That seems good.
Works
yes,
better
call.
Than Morse code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I disagree. Morse code is just underutilized these days. Yeah? I'm telling you.
Yeah? Can you Morse code me anything?
No.
There you go.
SOS, maybe. That's about it.
Oh, stop it, James.
I was trying really hard. Let's dive into our list for today. But again, you can go ahead and call up and join the conversation with your birthdays and anniversaries right up to our the whole show. I don't care.
715-424-2600.
Yeah, just get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
For right now, I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
One.
All Why'd right. you get to pick him?
Because you go next.
Because I'm awesome.
And a one or a two from you, Melissa.
What'd you say, Seth?
I said one.
I picked two.
I love you.
Just got to be the contrarian. I love it. Should have picked three just to stay farther away from me.
That wasn't an option.
No, you still should have done it. Yeah.
I've been genuinely tearing up over here. I don't know why that got me so good. Let's dive right into our list. And first up, we want to wish a very... very happy birthday to a very happy birthday to Barbara Hunt Caves.
Happy birthday, Barbara.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Barbara. Great name, too. That's a really good name.
Yeah. And I hope everybody gets you birthday presents that are not also Christmas presents.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, not born on Christmas, so got a couple of days. So yeah.
My mother was born on the 19th, and she always got them together.
See, that's
which
just...
Which is just not fair for people
cheap,
born
man.
Around Christmas
that's
time.
Cheap, yeah.
I feel the same way. We got our good friend Terry Johns. Her birthday is the 26th, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Day after?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should know that. She's your sister.
I know. I feel pretty confident about it.
Gonna hear about that later.
Yeah, I just walked into one there. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. That's the story of my life right there. That's what I do.
Happy birthday, Barbara.
Welcome to an insight of what it is to be James. We wish Barbara a very happy birthday. We also want to wish a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Peggy Mertens.
Happy birthday, Peggy.
And congratulations,
congrats.
Peggy.
Congrats. Yeah.
Enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you, Peggy. Have a great day. Let's go ahead and take a call quick. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Today is National Short Person Day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
International Short Person Day, even.
Yeah.
Celebrate all the short people.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call. Let's get into Saturday birthdays. Saturday. I need a one or a two from you, Melissa.
I thought I already picked
did.
It.
You did. Yeah,
I picked two because Seth picked one.
That threw me off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dean Langhoff, we wish a happy birthday to.
Happy birthday, Dean.
Happy birthday.
Wish you a great day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Dean. And on Saturday's Saturday qualifier is Kathy Moran.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Hope it's a great day for you, Kathy.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day.
And you are our qualifier.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, we got one name to put under the spotlight, Carol Korn.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Wishing you the best of days, Carol.
Yep.
And on December 25th, Christmas Day, we wish a happy birthday to Bailey Woodman.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
You better get double the presents.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Wishing you a great day, Bailey. Hope it's a good one for you. Yeah, get those good presents. Taking a quick look at our celebrity list. Not a ton of names here from what I could find. Meghan Trainor is 29 today.
I like Meghan Trainor.
Good voice.
Only
29.
Yes.
Good voice.
Yes. Wow, she's been around for a while.
She's got a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Fiennes is 60. He who should not be named. Red Dragon. Ralph Fiennes has gotten a chance to play everything. Like good, bad, the English Patient. What an incredible career. And has been able to do it without like being necessarily a household name and still being able to go get groceries and these things. Like, it's kind of cool to see. And it isn't as if he hasn't played like some really big iconic characters either.
Well, yeah. But, the Grand Budapest Hotel. The King's Men.
I loved him in The Kingsman. I loved him in The English Patient. I think The Grand Budapest Hotel is my favorite role of his.
Mm.
Just it's such a fun role for him. It's not he's not playing an evil, you know, he's not some of these other roles. He's not playing Voldemort. Oh, I mean, he should not be named. He should not be named. Sorry.
I do want to see The Menu.
I've heard that's worth seeing. I do want to see it myself.
It's all-star cast in that one.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm not mentioning him. Let's see here. I told you, it's a thin list, everybody. that is going to do it for today, because I'm not mentioning that one either.
Jeez.
Well, you know, he's the host. He gets to pick.
I know that.
Well, trust me.
We talk about things that he knows about.
Yeah.
Trust
because
me.
Because he picks.
Yes. And you don't want me mentioning these names. Anybody want me to mention?
No.
Go on.
Okay.
We trust you.
I'm trying to
play
look
on,
at...
Play on, McDuff. Play on.
I'm trying to look at the 23rd, but of course my computer's not working with me.
Naturally.
But we do wish everybody celebrating a birthday and anniversary out there throughout now, right up to Christmas Day. A great one. Enjoy. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries for next week.
Yep.
We're looking forward to celebrating with you. We'll be back on Tuesday to do this.
Getting ready for next year. Come on, start planning. Everybody, we want the names now.
It's only a week away.
Yeah,
looking forward to that. We also remind you that Misty's, our friends at Misty's Menu, are going to be closed December 24th through January 1st for a Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
They will reopen their doors on January 2nd, and they will have Wednesdays open again.
Going again, yeah.
They'll be doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
So for the next couple of days, get on over there and treat yourself. Get to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, and 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
We're going to get to our state and local news. When we come back, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up with Seth, Melissa, and James on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's real estate market is a seller's market, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Home prices are up about 13% compared to a year ago. Mortgage rates are heading down. Some Republicans want to shut down Wisconsin's Elections Commission and move its work to the Secretary of State's office. That's an elected, partisan job, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's an awful idea.
I wouldn't want to put Democrats in charge thinking that they're going to somehow be fair to Republicans. I just don't believe it. And frankly, if Republicans were in charge, I'm not all sure that they would be totally fair to Democrats.
Voss tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network that while he has problems with the Elections Commission, he's not aware of a better alternative.
I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Stevens Point City offices will be closed on Monday, December 25th and Tuesday, December 26th. When City Hall is closed, residents may pay their property taxes in person using the payment drop box at the Strongs Avenue entrance, or they may pay online. Stevens Point City offices will reopen on Wednesday, December 27th at 7:30. The City of Marshfield will not be collecting garbage or recycling on Christmas Day, December 25th, or New Year's Day, January 1st. Collections are delayed by one day for both weeks. If you have any questions, reach out to the Street Division at 715-486-2081. Starting in January 2024, Portage County Solid Waste will begin new winter and summer Saturday hours. January and February, they will only be open the first Saturday of the month. May 1st through August 31st, they'll be open from 7:30 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Dive into the festive spirit with Quality Foods Holiday Seafood Sale, where ocean and holiday delights meet. Elevate your holiday feast with the finest seafood. Succulent shrimp starting at $8.49 a pound. Lobster tails starting at $6.99 each. And don't forget the decadent king crab legs. Quality Foods Seafood Sale has it all. Don't miss out on these treasures from the ocean. Then celebrate with a bounty from the sea. Drop by the Quality Foods locations of Wisconsin Rapids to reel in the savings. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
A little patchy fog this morning, then cloudy and kind of drizzly here through the day today. Our high right around 40, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, drizzly, more patchy fog, even a few showers at times. Our low 36. Tomorrow, more drizzle and cloud cover with a high of 45 on Christmas Eve. Rain with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth, Melissa, and I are about to do is play some music from a famous classic Christmas special.
Mm. Okay.
Love it.
You call up as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days with us, 715-424-2600, 424-2600, just a touch or two with the Civic Media app, and you can call right up, get rid of the call, and you will win from our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Free Culvers.
Get some free Culvers
a good
in
thing.
Your life.
It's a family pack of four. It's two adult meals. It's two kids meals. It's free Culvers, baby. The only thing better than Culvers.
Free Culvers.
Yes.
I have a question,
yes.
though.
Yes.
If you don't have kids, can you use the kids' meals for yourself?
I believe so.
Okay, good.
Checking
for a friend, you know.
You got to win to find out. I do like that. That's very good. Let's go ahead and play this for our audience. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Tell us what Christmas special this is from. Oh, wait. We got something. No, okay. All right. See? Don't call before we play it. I will put you on. I haven't had to do it in a while, but I'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get ready for get ready to call 424-2600. morning. What's your answer?
Morning. That's from the Peanuts Christmas special, Charlie Brown.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations. Nicely done. Who do we have on the phone with us?
This is Timothy.
Timothy, awesome. Thank you so much for playing along, Timothy. We appreciate that. We know you know where to pick this up, but do you know that one right away?
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty iconic soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Vince Guaraldi.
Yeah. Just a classic. Yeah. It's some of my favorite Christmas music is on that album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good one. Thank you so much for listening and playing a log and all year long. We've appreciated you, Tim. Thanks so much. We'll see you down here soon, okay?
Yeah, best of holidays to you and your staff down there.
Thank you. Thank you for that, sir. Okay. Thank you. You have a great one. Thank you. Appreciate that. We have the best listeners radio, people.
We do.
And they're now Timothy has some free Culvers.
Yes.
The first thing, I know it's Christmas for me and in my head, the moment this hits my brain. Usually it's around Thanksgiving, to be honest, but it's always after Thanksgiving. This pops in my head.
Yeah.
It's there for a couple of days. It's been this way since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And it's the first Christmas music that pops in my head.
That's awesome.
But you know, when you've got this playing here off of YouTube so we can see the video, and the animation of this is just so great.
It's still so good.
You know, and still Linus is carrying his blanket, and it's just like the way that it wobbles on the snow behind him. I love it.
It literally warms my heart.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there with my brother and sister.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
It's everything that Christmas is to me. You could strip everything else away. It's family, it's memories, it's friends, it's that thing that you love so much about this day. And everything else is secondary to me to all of that.
Linus's blanket.
Linus is my
guy.
It's
not such a bad tree.
Nicely done. And that probably worked out a lot better than what I was going to play, because this is what I wanted to play.
Okay.
The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. How have I possibly gone down? What is this? What's this?
But I
think people would have known that. Too.
Yeah, they might have. It's just I'm really, really grand. I'm really stretching for it to be a Christmas song. It's
the
not
Nightmare
really.
Before
not,
Christmas not, is yeah. also it works for both.
I like
Halloween
to think it does.
And Christmas.
I like to think it does.
There you go.
We'll get out of here. We'll come back and we're gonna announce our winner for that mischievous merchant elf with our friends at Quality Foods IGA coming
Woo!
Up.
Woo! Gathering around here is storing roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this?
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
A little patchy fog this morning, then cloudy and kind of drizzly here through the day today. Our high right around 40, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, drizzly, more patchy fog, even a few showers at times. Our low 36. Tomorrow, more drizzle and cloud cover with a high of 45 on Christmas Eve. Rain with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
Can't help himself.
Luckily, grown radio. Can't help it. I really can't. I've got perfectly good bumpers right here I can use. I couldn't help myself. It's teed up. It's right there.
It's good.
It's all good.
It's honestly one of my favorite soundtracks of all time.
Any time of year
I can listen to it. I don't care. I love it. God, thank you, Danny Elfman.
The genius that is Danny Elfman, man.
Want to get into this story right here as we get into a little bit of science news with everybody. This came out a couple earlier in the week, and there's been some great reporting around the country on it. I think locally, our local Channel 9 did a story on this. Melissa Langben has done a great job throughout her career raising awareness and about animals. She was the first person I remember. I'm not saying she was the first, but the first person I remember here locally in central Wisconsin doing the kind of pet of the week thing. With their Humane Society up there, and just I think one of our great local reporters news anchors,
right?
When we had our traditional news anchors and everything, I think Melissa Langben is a throwback to that, while also being still very relevant and still very good at what she does. So there's some stories like that and people that have reported on, but this one is coming to us from the goodnewsnetwork.org, and a shout out to them. Apes can recognize friends they haven't seen for decades.
Wow.
This has been revealed in new research from Johns Hopkins University. The study documented the longest lasting non-human social memories ever recorded. It found that apes can recognize photos of group mates that they haven't seen for more than 25 years.
Wow. And photos.
Respond even more enthusiastically to the pictures of their friends. Huh. They did this pretty basic. The research team said the findings published just the other day in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences underscore how human culture evolved from the common ancestors we share with these primates, our closest relatives.
Wow.
Now we see, we pull out our photo album from high school and we're, hit with a flood of memories and, oh, I forgot about so-and-so, or I remember this person or whatever.
At my hairstyle.
You and me both. You could land a plane on my hair the way it was back in the day. Here we are where apes, the scientists put two pictures in front of them, an ape that they had been with when they were young and an ape that they don't know. The ape that they don't know, they just glance at. But the picture that they know that person, there are images of the apes like rubbing the picture and touching the picture.
Wow.
Oh, that's my friend.
And staring for almost 20 minutes at times at that picture.
Wow.
So they're not really just recognizing them. They're going through their brain and going through the process. How do I remember this person? How do I know this person? The logic is there.
The familiarity is there, yeah.
And this is the first evidence we've ever had of this in the animal kingdom, that they do this, that they have this. I think it's interesting. I always like having those conversations. Oh, I wish my dog could talk, that kind of thing. And I feel like we do this as human beings all the time, where we put our human stuff on animals and make them Disney characters, basically. We have no idea, what they're thinking or what they would say if they could speak.
We do this to Kevin all the time. Kevin the cat.
Yes. With this, we actually have some actual scientific data to show this.
That's
now
amazing.
And to show that these have this. And I think it's very, very important to understand the human brain more, as this is what we evolved from and all that. I think that part is really unique and interesting. But it's also just pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
On its own, it's just really fascinating and really interesting. And the more we're learning about this, I hope the more it creates empathy for us and animals and us working together and us making this work. This planet needs us to do that. Mm-hmm. To those that are pushed back against that, let me be very clear about this. We can't beat the animal kingdom. We can't beat Mother Nature. It's either we work with them or they take over.
Should we talk about germs for a minute?
Do you want to talk about how we usually start our shows with a deer running through a building or a bear going into a local neighborhood or something?
Or an owl taking up residence in a Christmas tree.
We've seen plenty of stories of polar bears leaving their area. We've actually got a new type of bear now, because polar bears have migrated to where grizzly bears are, and they're mating and creating these type of bears. Animals are going to keep going. They're going to find their food. They're going to keep moving and everything. They don't care if we're here or not.
Humans are food.
Yeah.
A lot of them, yes, we are.
It's to our benefit to understand, to learn, to empathize more with animals. I'm not saying that you can't hunt. I'm not saying that these things or none of that stuff. That's not where I'm going with any of this. I'm just asking people to be open their minds a little bit more and really understand that the more we understand animals, the more we understand ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's, circle of life.
That's exactly right.
It's the circle moves us all.
I have to say I'm a little bit irritated because it has this whole study has exploded a myth that we have held for so long that elephants have the best memory. Turns out it was apes all along.
All along
it was the apes that had the best memory.
Really? Yeah. Have they disproved that?
I don't think elephants. I don't know. Have they ever even studied memory? Memory? I don't even know.
Where that comes from.
I'm glad you're outraged about something you have no knowledge of.
Have you guys heard of the where that comes from with elephants?
What? Oh, an elephant never forgets.
Yeah. Because elephants have graveyards.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And an elephant can find that graveyard no matter how thousands and thousands of miles it's away. They will travel to that graveyard to bury where their family has been buried for hundreds of years and stuff.
I mean,
talk about...
They have generational memory, Seth.
Is that what it is?
You talk about...
I still think apes are smarter than that.
It's as fascinating as salmon going back to where spawning, they do. Yep. Or turtles finding that one spot of beach to go to.
Like, birds migrating. Blows
your mind. This is amazing. And now a good story. A funny story.
Okay.
You guys put up with my science. Thank you for that.
Science.
The Denver Zoo finally announced an answer to its recent orangutan paternity mystery with the help of the only person that could help him in this situation, Maury Povich. Yes, 84-year-old Maury Povich.
Oh, my gosh.
Very famous, Melissa, for daytime talk shows and doing the paternity tests on there. You are not the father.
Oh, Maury.
Maury Povich.
Oh, did I say his name wrong? Okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Maury is 84 years young. And he hosted a daytime talk show for 31 years, and the show was most famous for segments where the host would announce the results of paternity tests. Yes. You are the father, you are not the father.
Daytime television show. Back when I was a housekeeper on Fort McCoy, that would be on
occasion.
There you
go. Nice.
Maury.
The Denver Zoo posted a video to Facebook showing Maury bringing an end to the mystery of which of the zoo's male Samaritan orangutans, 30-year-old Bereni or 16-year-old Jaya, fathered the four-month-old orangutan Siska.
That's so funny. Let me call on my network of specialists here.
Quote, fresh off receiving the Daytime Emmy's Lifetime Achievement Honor, Maury Povich is here to help us announce the paternity results for Siska. The video posted. The video shows Maury dressed in a tuxedo, opening a manila envelope containing the paternity test. When it comes to the orangutan four-month-old Siska, Bernay, you are the father.
Oh, wow.
A huge shout out to Maury for being so willing
good
to help.
Good sport, yes.
Really good sport, having a lot of fun with it. And big time congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award, son.
Yeah, that's sir. Pretty cool. Yeah.
He deserves that. He deserves
that.
He does. Quite a long time. Him and Connie Chung are married.
Yes, I believe they're still married. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Me too, Melissa.
Yeah, when they've been married for a long time.
That was my reaction. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I never would have guessed that. But I've seen interviews with them. Boy, they are mad in love.
They're very good. Couple,
yeah, a really good couple, yeah. that is great. Good on you, sir. Good on you. Take a break, come back, and we'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Not all people are the same, and yet when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A little patchy fog this morning, then cloudy and kind of drizzly here through the day today. Our high right around 40, the wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, drizzly, more patchy fog, even a few showers at times. Our low 36. Tomorrow, more drizzle and cloud cover with a high of 45 on Christmas Eve. Rain with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Bumpers.
Oh, you can't plan this stuff. There's some really wonderful versions of this. Mm-hmm. Alison Krauss does a nice version. Mm-hmm. Diana Carroll does a really nice version.
Yeah, it's a great
really
tune.
Good ones. Yeah. Really good ones. It's too funny. Could not have planned that if we were trying.
Nope.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Christmas edition.
Mm-hmm.
Seth, Melissa, and James hanging out with you, getting you ready for your weekend. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. We are going to announce the winner of our Mischievous Merchant Merlin Elf from Quality Foods IGA in moments.
And
moments.
We'll do that before the end of the segment here. Take it to the top of the hour. Right now, we have to touch on a couple of other things. Would you do this? And this is open to the callers, too, 424-2600. You've heard of wine tours and farm tours. Kentucky has a bourbon trail. And now South Carolina has a mayonnaise trail.
What? Now, I like mayonnaise.
South Carolina?
South Carolina, apparently. I didn't realize they had a thing on mayonnaise.
Mm.
I asked this my folks when I'm down there.
We have a cranberry trail.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we do. With... Yeah.
If you're, I would choose to do that instead.
Yes. Oh, yes. if this is I think a lot of people, when you hear about the Oregon Trail or you hear about the Appalachian Trail, like, oh, I'd love to hike that. I think that'd be really cool to travel that. Not this one.
You have died of dysentery.
Dang it, every time.
Never snake bite.
Yep.
Oh, it's a snake bite one, too. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Your oxen has died.
It never fails. It always.
Oh, man.
If you're a mayonnaise fanatic, you know Duke's, especially if you're in the South. The brand was created by Eugenia Duke in Greensville, South Carolina, more than 100 years ago, and it has a big loyal following over there.
So that is
why it's there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Greenville has an unofficial mayo guide, which includes 20 stops showcasing mayonnaise in different ways. There are six snack spots, 14 meal must-haves.
Wow.
And 4 historical stops celebrating Dukes.
Now, the 4 historical stops, sure. Great. Snack stops? Any kind of trail with mayonnaise that offers
mayonnaise
snack
that you had
stops?
No idea, you know, that they could use it in that way. That's right. Very educational.
Oh, I'm sure. No doubt.
James is just trying to maintain right now. He's just like, oh, mayonnaise. Oh.
Mayo.
The trail is a self-guided tour, so you can hit it up the featured places wherever you'd like, since, you know, 20 mayonnaise dishes is a lot for one day. The trail also seems open-ended like the bourbon trail. As long as the places others these dishes, you'll be able to do it. Sorry, getting a message that I have to take right now. If you two can talk for a second.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Mayonnaise. Mayo or Miracle Whip?
Ooh. Actually, I don't have a big... Either way, they're close enough for me.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think they have a distinct taste difference.
They do. They are different, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I have one that I like even better. Well, and you know, the Duke's also, I think, is known for other condiments as well. I think they make, like, barbecue sauce and stuff like that. So
I've never
they're not just mayonnaise. But I think they're big down south, if I remember correctly. Again, I got to ask my folks when I'm down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, ask your folks.
What is it with the Duke's thing, you know, and the mayonnaise? What is that
I
all
prefer,
about?
I prefer Miracle Whip in certain things and mayonnaise for certain things.
There you go.
So if I'm making my mom's potato salad, it has to be Miracle Whip.
It has to be Miracle
Otherwise,
Whip,
it doesn't taste like mom's potato salad.
That makes sense.
But
that's very good.
Sometimes I want mayo on a sandwich because it has that different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want the tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
I love this Kitchen's Open bonus episode here. This is great. I love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's so fantastic.
But if I had to choose a trail to go on, it probably wouldn't be the Mayo Trail.
Not the Mayo Trail?
Well,
although that sounds cool. I like that.
I mean, it's kind of cool. What kind of snacks are you going to have at these stops?
I have no idea. That's the thing.
I couldn't do this. I'm just going to be honest. I could not do this. I could not do this whole trail.
No,
The weirdest, like, kind of normalized thing to put mayo on, but is still weird, is like a peanut butter and banana sandwich. but with mayo.
Yep. Yep. That's the classic Elvis version, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Have you had it?
No.
Because I can't bring myself to try it.
I would really have to.
If I'm going to do a peanut butter and banana, actually lately I've been doing it in wraps because I have some just like leftover whole wheat wraps.
Excellent.
That I don't have taco filling for. So I spread peanut butter on it and then I wrap a banana in it.
Okay.
Oh. It's like a banana roll.
That's a brilliant idea.
Right?
When's the banana episode of Kitchens Open coming up? Because we got to do that now.
However, I believe if you do it on bread and you're going to include mayo, you have to mash the banana.
I think you're right.
Hmm.
You can't just slice it.
You have your peanut butter banana sandwich.
If you want, nice. If you want to check that out, I encourage you to do check out the Visit South Carolina Visitors Bureau.
Yeah.
You can find out more information
there. The unofficial mayo trail.
I gotta say, if you're gonna visit South Carolina, this is not the first thing I would do.
No.
I wouldn't go to Charleston first because it's got a lot of cool stuff in Charleston.
You should ask your parents if they've tried the
Mayo Trail.
I really
gotta figure that out.
I really enjoyed my time in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I would not need to go check that out. There's a billion other things I could see.
Exactly.
Our next topic to take us to the top of the hour. Before we announce our winner of the Mischievous Merchant Merlin Elf, which I had to draw that real quick, but we got that now finally. Thank you. Does your boss play favorites at work? Here's how it can backfire. A new study found that when managers praise one employee too much, it can make the people start acting like a jerk to everyone else.
Ooh.
That's why I'm a jerk to all you guys.
They might act arrogant like they're better than you. They could even start handing out orders or acting like they rank higher.
Oh, I did that this morning.
So should bosses and managers play it safe and just stop praising people altogether? Obviously not.
No.
But they should try to dole out those compliments as evenly as possible. Mm. If you go above and beyond, your boss should still acknowledge the good work. They just might need to make sure that they don't single out too much.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop praising me as much as you do, I quit.
Saying something specific like, you did a great job on that project, is better than a broad statement about how good at work you are in general.
I can see that.
According to the study, managers should be mindful that how they treat their employees has an impact on how their employees treat each other.
Mm, yeah.
Obviously, I'm being very facetious right
yes,
now.
You yes, you are. We know that.
Which I'm enjoying. That's why I'm just sitting back and just letting go.
Sarcastic,
it's been
Melissa.
A lot of fun. Mm. I like that. I feel like this is one of those things where we knew the answer, but science and we have data to kind of back up what we already kind of felt.
Yeah.
I've been fortunate. I've had some really, really bad bosses, but I don't think I've ever had a boss that necessarily did this to a whole team. Like, and just one
just
person
like
they praise and everybody
praise
else.
Bomb,
kinda,
yeah.
I don't think I've dealt with that before.
It seems like that would backfire.
It really, really
badly.
Would. Yeah.
And also, what's the motivation? Like, why is that one person getting singled out for all the praise and the attention? It makes you question the motivation behind that.
Well, I think it has something to do with, you know, what is the aim of the manager then? It's like
favoritism.
It's probably like they're playing like some kind of weird politics
a manipulation game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if I praise this person so much, everybody else is going to do better to try to be like that.
Right.
Person.
No, that doesn't.
That's not how that works. Ask anybody with siblings that this has happened to. It backfires badly.
Yes, it does.
We want to send a big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods IGA. They have been working with us quite a bit this year and in years past. We've worked with them a lot. We've been having a lot of fun with our elf on the shelves at Quality Foods IGA.
Great job on that name, Seth, by the way.
Thank you.
We were able, with the best listeners in radio, to track this elf down and catch him. We got this elf, and we have ourselves a winner.
All right. Drum roll.
Thank you, guys. Our winner is Nita Yock.
Annette Yock.
Annette, congratulations, Annette.
Thank you, Annette, for playing along. Yeah,
congratulations.
Annette won herself a holiday ham celebration basket.
All right.
That is so
there's
cool.
Ham in there, at least. Mm-hmm. And probably other things.
Like a nice basket. Christmas meal right there, yeah.
Big thank you to everybody that played along. We had such a fun time with this one. We are so thankful to our friends at Quality Foods IGA. Mm-hmm. Not only hanging out with us and working with us, but buying local, supporting local, keeping things local around here like they do. Make sure for all your Christmas needs, you got stuff that you need, last second items, things like that. There's only one place to go.
There is. They have a great deli. They have a great everything there. But if you need questions, like go to their liquor department and find out. They'll give you like drink mix ideas, other I had so many of my questions answered when I was there last time. It was great.
Awesome.
Join our friends over at Quality Foods IGA. Their doors are open right now. They'll be open till 10 today at 1021 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, that's 1021 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Our friends at Quality Foods IGA helping us with this great elf contest. This has been a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
And congratulations to Annette.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. We hope you enjoy your holidays. Annette, if you feel up to it, we'd love pictures of this basket and put them on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool. Continue to use that hashtag WRQualityFoods.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
We are going to get out of the way and let CBS News come in and do their thing along with some state and local news. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We're talking ghosts. We're talking a Christmas carol.
Ooh, ghosts.
I have the best lineup.
Who are your ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future? We're going to find out from Seth, Melissa, and I, and we want to hear yours, everybody. Get ready to call 715-424-2600 and get us those ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some fun with this when we come back on the morning show right here at, well, I'll do it. Wait a minute.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.